The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Not caldo, which is soup. Not Vicks, not 7-Up or a Sprite. Bad Bunny cures all sickness. Let's talk about it on Thursday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I've been feeling a little under the weather. I've been asking DJ Automatic, though, because he DJed a Bad Bunny show last night. I said, hey, I want to go with. I can't ask for those tickets, Dana. I can't do that. That's too much.
I mean, did you see the price of those tickets?
Okay, whatever. We are sitting on the couch, and I literally tell him, man, I really don't feel 100 yet. He says, get ready. We're going to Bad Bunny. You got 40 minutes. What?
Oh, yeah.
What? 40 minutes?
That's a little excitement in your life, Dana.
It was insane. And I said, I don't want to go. Call Chewy, call our producer. He can take video of you. No, Dana. You know what? I don't even think I have the tickets anyway. Okay, I was like, I don't feel good anyway. Actually, I got the tickets. Get up. I'm like, what is going
suddenly
on?
Suddenly, you're not sick anymore.
All of a sudden, Dana was running up the stairs and was like putting on her makeup and yelling at me. But she's like, I feel horrible, but I'm going to Bad Bunny.
I sure did. And I'm glad I did. I had the best time. But sometimes you just got to push through. And that concert was amazing. I'm wearing my Bad Bunny sweatshirt today. Automatic got paid to DJ and be there. We spent all the money on the sweatshirt.
Dude, the merch is ridiculous.
Damn,
that sweatshirt was $155.
Oh, by the way, Otto got paid way more than that. But still, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. But I said, I want it. And I asked him, do you want a t-shirt? He said, hell no, I ain't getting no more money to Bad Bunny.
I don't know about any more Bad Bunny merch after that much for a hoodie, dog.
That was the only bad part of the show.
What a wild night for Dana to go from not wanting to go to investing $150 into Bad Bunny,
dog. Bro, I had
one
eyelash on, one off. You could go to my Instagram, at Dana Cortez. There's no shoes. I got Instagram. No hair. My hair's in my hand like wild. But she got ready. She was ready in time for the concert, and it was great. And sometimes you just got to push through.
Hell yeah, dog. Shout out to all those six susias out there, too, with you.
Okay. I've never been to a Bad Bunny concert before. Let me tell you something. Dude, there's like 80% women, and they don't like Bad Bunny. They want to molest that man. They are. I haven't seen that kind of like sexual energy at a concert. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Otto said, okay, I didn't get this whole Bad Bunny sex symbol thing. He said, this is a lot.
He would move and the women would be like, ah!
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, of course, this day happens every 4 years, ladies and gentlemen. It is Leap Day, all right? Now, if you didn't know, Leap Day happens every 4 years because some monks discovered that the Earth actually spends 365 days and a quarter. So if we didn't have Leap Year every 4 years, eventually Christmas would end up in March.
If only they had followed the Mayan calendar, we wouldn't even have this day. Perfect calendar developed in the 5th century BCE, which I didn't know what it was. I had to ask DJ Automatic.
500 years before Christ.
They didn't need any February 29th. They ran on time. Go read about it. Hit me up if you want some information at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so we're going to talk about this woman who went viral on Instagram because she says she's dating a man who doesn't make enough money. Take a listen.
I'm dating a broke guy, and it really, really sucks. He has the best personality, hands down. In the past, like, we have taken trips. I've paid for the trips. He does what he can when he can, but he doesn't do enough.
She goes on to talk about how she just wishes that they could do more. She doesn't make enough money for both of them. That he does uplift her, but he can't live the lifestyle she wants to live with her. She wants to travel. She wants to go to concerts.
Yeah,
you know,
it doesn't sound like she wants love. It sounds like she wants to keep up with the Joneses. Like she wants to keep up with everybody on the internet. It doesn't sound like she's really looking for a man to hold her down.
My heart goes out to all the women out there looking for good guys because they're dating women like this. Like all she's looking
for
is she needs at this point to really just break up with them. Because if she's already perusing the idea of like how other men treat their women and what she can and cannot do because of her man, then she needs to leave him. She's already contemplating other men.
I'm glad you said that. Take a listen.
I feel like females come online and talk about like, look what he bought me. Look at where he took me. It's like the ones that are dating the broke men, we don't talk about it.
First of all, I feel bad for this man. I really do.
The fact that she went on the internet and talked about him like that, that's awful.
Okay, just because you can't travel and go to festivals doesn't mean someone's broke. It might be that he's prioritizing. Because not everybody sees throwing money like that is beneficial to your future. We talked about this last night, Automatic. I told you, a single mom, I don't even want to say what I was making. You know, not a lot of money. And I saved and I saved and I saved. And I lived in a tiny apartment. And I didn't go out and I didn't spend my money. And I saved up, got my mom to coast, and I bought a house. And it was hard because all my friends were buying and having a good time, but I wanted to invest. And I've owned a home ever since then because I understood. My mom told me, that's how we're going to build wealth. That's what you're going to pass down to your kids.
Because you're a hard worker. You're not looking for a handout. Whereas this woman, she's looking for a man. No, she's looking for a man to take care of her, for a provider.
She wants experiences. She wants experiences.
Okay, I get it.
I want a good life. Experiences come now. I can have experiences.
Okay, so we built together. She's not looking for somebody to build together. She's looking for somebody to provide a lifestyle. Unfortunately, this guy can't do it. But the thing that she needs to understand is she needs to know that love is a risk. And without risk, there's going to be no reward. So if she wants love and she wants to be able to have the lifestyle that she wants, she's going to have to jump off that cliff and take a risk.
And we've talked about how detrimental the social media is. You see the badge.
It's not even social media.
It is. Think about this. Let me tell you something.
In the 1950s, women were telling their daughters to marry men for money.
Well, that's because we couldn't work.
That was
that's
way
a whole
before
different.
The internet.
That's different. That's different. We couldn't have jobs. We couldn't even have credit cards.
Time. But you were crushing it until then.
No, with the internet, we see all these things, these bags. You got a man who buys your bag. You better have enough money. You always say, if you can't buy it three times over, you shouldn't buy it. Right? Facts. That's your philosophy. How are you going to have this bag and $5 in it? Mm. I'd rather have the $500 in my bank account than the bag and floss with no dinero. Mm. Just because he's not willing to spend his money on Bad Bunny or whatever damn festival you want to go to doesn't mean he's broke. It means he might be prioritizing and think about the future.
That's right.
I think Anthony, you're the one who said it. Leave him then.
Yeah.
And go have your own experiences. Do your own thing.
That's what you did with your ex-husbands, right, Dana?
Yeah.
You just left them.
I did.
I mean, it might be more of a situation more aligned to what Dana went through than what we think these Instagram influencer model chicks are going through.
I wanted more. I wanted to build.
No, you're right. I remember you told me that about your last husband. You said he just didn't have any drive.
Wonderful person.
Yeah.
I'm also wondering if it's a lack of ambition that this guy might have too, because that's very hard to cope with and unattractive.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being happy with what you're doing.
Content with where you're at.
Be content where you are. But if you're with that person, you have to understand they're content and it's your problem. And if you don't accept them for who they are, then you got to let them go and they'll find real love. And hopefully so will you. 877-730-DCS1. Go watch the video. We're continuing a conversation online at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, we usually do the Fat Cub on Mondays. We talk about, you know, staying away from fast food as often as possible, but we all have to do it once in a while. Busy people. Top 5 fattest fast food joints just released by World Atlas. I'm going to give them to you right now in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, you go pretty metal.
You know that little scam that you pull where you order clothes from online, you wear them out, but you never take the price tag off of them?
I don't do that.
Well, some people do this, and then they return the clothes.
Yeah.
Well, they're on to you. Pretty soon here, they're going to revoke your online shopping privileges.
I understand this because I've bought stuff brand new from retailers. And I'm like, somebody wore this because everybody's got a smell. And I know, I'm like, somebody returned this. And then you get the bag and it's already open. So you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Somebody wore it on a weekend, gave it back to me. Now I'm smelling all like festival.
So last year alone, $743 billion worth of merch was returned. So stores like Urban Outfitters and Essence, if you do this and they see you're like a serial returner, they're going to ban you.
Oh, man.
You won't even be able to buy anything from them anymore.
To quote the great Charlie Murphy, a habitual line stepper. You can't be stepping over that. Oh, that's wild, bro.
It's thrifting, people. It saves you more money and it saves the earth. And the clothes are sometimes smelly too,
I do. You know what? I'm not above this though. I did get a polo shirt from Levi and it had a white collar on top and I returned it. And I know that white collar was a little musty around the side.
Anthony!
So. I hope somebody gets that one on the clearance rack, buddy. In case you missed it, a recent study done by study.org, they studied 2,000 adults and found out that 52% of them feel overwhelmed to the point to where even a simple text message response is too daunting.
Or they could just forget.
No, dog.
That's my
DJ
problem.
Automatic.
Is that what you're going to chalk it up to?
Well, a lot of the times if I forget to return something, I'll be going through all my text messages and it'll be like a week and I'll be like, oh, I never answered this, dude. I got to answer him now. And it was nothing personal. It's just I had a lot of messages or a lot of things going
on. That's bad business, sir.
It is. And also, the study goes on to say that people feel too tired to do laundry or even plan a vacation.
Ladies, so if he goes ghost, he's just too tired.
There it is.
That's what what it is, ladies. I'm tired. All right, so in case you missed it, the World Atlas just released the top fattest fast food spots in America, coming in at number 5, KFC. If you get the pot pie and biscuits, you're at 2,500 calories.
That's what I'm talking about,
but you're full.
Dairy Queen meal and a Blizzard is 3,000 calories.
Oh, add it on.
Next is Taco Bell. If you order a la carte, some of those items are 600 calories for one. They do have low calorie.
I don't know if
most
I'm buying this list anymore.
No, Sonic meal with onion rings is 2,000 calories. Not even their delicious drinks is included. And number one, the Wendy's Baconator, over 2,000 calories.
What do you expect? It's covered in bacon and I think it's a pretzel bun.
It's one of my favorite things to get at Wendy's.
Speaking of favorites, this is probably my favorite fast food list that we've ever done.
What?
Because if you're going to go get some fast food, I'm throwing out.
You're right.
Yeah, the higher the calorie count, the better it tastes usually.
Nothing's going to ever stop me from getting a Blizzard.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I don't care how many calories.
Dude, if I'm doing a Dairy Queen, that's a bar at like the ice cream spot and a grill. Oh, yeah, I'm not counting calories.
We're going for it.
I'm going to maybe even triple digits.
I'm not going there to lose weight. I'm going there to indulge.
You know what the craziest part about that is? Is late night after you're at a lounge, you're at the club or whatever it is, and you eat like really heavy like this and you lay down, it's so bad for you, but it feels so good. It feels so good. If you want the list, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Jennifer Lopez says she was afraid to be alone, and that's why she got married so many times. She's talking about it in a documentary. We've got an excerpt from that. Play some audio for you right now. This and more Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays.
Tony Robbins celebrating his birthday, and Ja Rule celebrating birthday as well.
All right, so we're talking about another hip-hop artist, Kanye West. Got number one album in the country, second week in a row. He and his wife, Bianca Censori, hit up Paris Fashion Week, and she's in pantyhose with nothing. She's just commando. And look, I think that she's so beautiful. This is not a good look. It's just like old-fashioned pantyhose in the egg that your mama and grandma used to wear. Ladies, that's what it looks like.
She got exactly what she wanted. You're talking about it.
I guess so. I don't care if I'm talking about it. I don't want to wear it.
Nope.
Sometimes when I'm talking about fashion, I'm like, ooh, I want to do that. Well, not the case. And she's beautiful. Her body is amazing. I got the photo up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm not interested in the pantyhose. I don't think it's cute.
I mean, you know, it's always good when your girl looks like that hot and then you could just like be like, yeah, that's mine. So that's like an ego boost for Kanye, too.
I guess. Are you wanting your...
I mean, he needs all the ego boost he can get with the whole Adidas thing going on again.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Kanye West signed the contract. He's smart enough to think he knows everything. Well, maybe you didn't, Mr. West.
Bro.
All right, now let's talk about Jennifer Lopez. She got this new documentary out on Prime. It's called The Greatest Love Story Never Told. Here she is talking about her serial marriages.
I've been married 4 times now. I'm sure people watching from the outside were like, what is this girl's problem? You saw kind of a compulsive behavior. What I portrayed to the world was, oh, this didn't work out and it's fine and they were great and I was great and all of that was kind of bull.
It's embarrassing to talk about failed marriage. Every time you stand up there and you say, oh, this is forever and it doesn't work and you do it again and you do it again, of course, people are going to judge you. And so she's out there, you know, really talking about it, and some of the comments are brutal.
Damn.
I gotta give her credit for this.
And speaking on a topic that a lot of women oftentimes are too embarrassed to talk about, it, and that's like the serial monogamous woman who goes from relationship to relationship
or you feel afraid to be alone. I think that was my problem for a very long time.
The one thing I took from this is she definitely doesn't have a type, because all her guys that she married look nothing alike.
Yep.
Mm.
Same.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
IHOP, a.k.a. the International House of Pancakes, is coming to our grocery store. I'm excited about food news. Hey, it's time for Hottest Hashtags. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
All right, you looking to upgrade your job? Turn the radio up. The Labor Department just released top jobs that need to be filled. Number 3, sales and marketing. Number 2, engineering. Number 1, IT and data. Interesting, because we just talked about the chip, you know, developments here in the U.S., how incredible that is. But having to import workers from other countries, not so incredible.
Mm.
Let's get those kids on that STEM. All right, DJ Automatic Food News.
IHOP and Lay's have come together to bring us a new flavor of chip. It's called the Lay's and IHOP Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Potato Chip.
Oh,
I'm intrigued.
Mm. So it actually has strawberry-flavored potato chips.
I don't know about that, dog.
That's sweet and salty at the same time.
Yeah, nope. Keep it off my chip, bro.
First of all, I love Lay's, right? You know I'm a Lay's girl. Plain yellow bag. And I love the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Juntos together?
Nah, dude. I mean, no. Come on. Strawberry and chips? Like what? Fruit
it
and
doesn't
chips?
Even sell.
I don't know, dog. I don't know
who,
about this.
Who came up with this idea?
They did. And it's going to be available at Walmart nationwide.
See, sometimes you know what? You go, maybe weed shouldn't be legal across the country.
Because whoever developed this was high as a kite. Bro.
That marketing meeting was
high
like,
as a kite.
Hey, bro, you want to go to the parking lot before this?
Let's do this.
Who came up with that one, bro?
I am curious. I'll probably go buy a bag. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Just like the Olympics and elections, we are celebrating something that gets celebrated only every 4 years. It's National Leap Day, everybody.
Hey, February 29th. I wish I was born this day. I'd be 12.
Oh, man. Fun fact about Leap Day is it's also National Bachelor Day, which means traditionally women are supposed to propose to men on Leap Day.
Really?
Look at that.
Never even heard of that.
Yep. You learn something new every day, guys.
DJ Automatic, will you marry me again?
Oh.
I mean, sure.
You know what?
Not a stretch for us. We're already married.
Okay, fine. Okay, Bachelor Dan, I'm going to ask you something I've never asked you before. Has a woman ever asked you to marry her?
No, not at all.
Not alluded to like wanting to get married?
I don't think that
like
happens
that?
Very often where a woman asks a man to get
married. Automatic, never happened to you?
Well, I of course, every girl I ever dated brought up marriage, but none of them like got
Damn,
down on
okay.
a knee.
Oh, charming. Okay.
Kind of a big deal.
I'm a lucky woman.
Big catch over here. Okay, every woman, of course, every woman's brought up marriage. Whoa.
Well, I'm just stating facts here, okay?
Oh, my God.
Dang, I look good on paper, but once they got to know me, they were like, no way I'm going to marry that guy.
Well, I'm so lucky you married me, Automatic. I love you. Maybe
you
we will get remarried. All right, let's talk about Black History Month. You know, we see movies that read about the Harlem Renaissance.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people know about the man who documented this and other Black experiences during the 1920s and beyond. His name is Arturo Alfonso Schomburg. He spent his entire life shedding light on contributions of Black Americans. He actually has his own wing in the New York Public Library. So do some Googles today, Arturo Alfonso Schomburg.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are we really about to have this uncomfortable conversation, Automatic Anthony A?
Okay, well, let me just start by saying this.
Okay, Auto, okay.
My sister calls me the other day and she says, hey, how's Anthony doing with his retention? And I said, why would you even know that Anthony? And she's like, well, he's making videos talking about it online and I follow him.
Yeah.
And she's like, to be honest.
Automatic's face. It was red. He was so uncomfortable.
One, shout out to your sister for following at Anthony A Comedy. Two, we have to sit here and listen to you guys talk about your sexual endeavors constantly. So I don't think
uncomfortable when it's my sister asking.
Well, it's not like I'm sleeping with her. I'm literally doing the opposite, dude.
Literally doing the opposite, dude.
Trying not to sleep with anybody, okay?
I'm going to tell you, I'm asking this right now.
Okay.
Is your retention making more attractive to women?
It is.
Because I had the feeling was like, all of a sudden she was like, Anthony's kind of cute or something.
Something I never thought would happen. Women are like wanting, I've been going on these hikes just now because I can't do anything else. So I'll just go on these hikes. And now all these hot chicks want to go on hikes with me.
No.
And guess what? I don't have to pay for anything. Just bring a bottle of water and nature and we're walking around talking about our feelings.
And no pressure.
No pressure at all, dude. It's so cool. And then,
but it's weird because since there's no pressure, they kind of want to, huh?
Yeah, they want to see the boy bust. I mean, morally.
Hold
they
on.
To see me crack morally.
I got to tell you something, Anthony. Since you started this, Automatic thought, I'm going to do it too, but he don't talk about it. You know, he's a little private when it comes to that. Mm. I'm doing it. 5 days.
I didn't even last a week.
5 days. Oh! He looks at me and says, Darren, I can't handle it. Let's go upstairs. And he's been such a jerk with me all week, and
I'm
I couldn't
lie,
figure it out.
It was kind of aggressive, so watch out.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing a lot longer than I did.
I'm on day 15, and yesterday I laid in bed and twiddled my feet like a little princess.
No!
I'm starting to do a lot of wild things, but overall, I think it is having a great impact on my mentality, and I encourage anybody
to Are you having highs and lows? Do you have like moments where you feel really good and then sometimes you're like
getting,
really
like,
aggressive?
Rushes of like energy that I don't know what to do with because it's not like working energy. It's like, oh, what would I be doing at this time right now?
So when I was boxing and I would do that for about 3 weeks before a fight, I would get super aggressive. I don't know how
angry,
like on edge. I don't know how you're not doing
Your boy was out here the last 12 months sowing emotes, doc. All right, bro. It was
so you're restocking
growing the oats.
Replenishing, dude.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.